Okay, the Senate will please come to order. Good morning. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Roll call for Wednesday, March 7th. Agar?
Present.
Anderson?
Here.
Anselmi Dalton?
Here.
Baldwin?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Boner? Bouchard?
Excused.
Bouchard?
Oh.
Bouchard present. Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Dockstader?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Ellis?
Are here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Hastert?
Excused.
Excused. Hicks?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Moniz?
Here.
Nethercott?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Flader?
Here.
Wasserberger?
Here.
President Bebout?
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer this morning by Pastor Dustin DeVos. Please stand.
Mr. President, Senators, thank you for this immense opportunity and this humbling honor. Let us pray. Again today, most gracious and heavenly Father, I come to you this day. I ask you to superintend through the Holy Spirit over those who are here within my voice and those serving in the high calling of public service. Lord, you have revealed to us in your holy word, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it, to uphold it with justice and righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this, according to Isaiah. Father, it is our great and most precious prayer that we would be able to embrace you as our Prince of Peace, our Shar Shalom. We know that in this life there is an insurmountable level of pain and suffering in the world, and we do not want to be arrogant or foolish to believe that this is your fault or your will, but rather it is the direct and just result of our sin in this world. Lord, we need you in this moment, in this hour, in this very day to move among the people of our land and call us back to you. We know that you have declared, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. O most powerful and just God, may you hear our prayer. Lord, move upon us, each and every one of us, to confess, repent, and believe the gospel, so that we may, in your gracious power and strength, humble ourselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from our wickedness, so that you will hear us from heaven and heal our land. For it is in this we can know true peace. May the peace that passes understanding be on this place and live in these people as they seek to serve the citizens of this great state. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Doctor for the day is Dr. Bryce Lunt from Cheyenne. There is no nurse today, but we have our own. Senator Baldwin has graciously, I just nominated him to be our nurse for the day. I can do those kind of things, Senator Baldwin. Today in Wyoming history, it is announced the Wyoming State Hospital at Rock Springs will be training nurses for the Army. So that ought to give you an idea on what year it is, Senator Wasserberger. What year do you think it is? You weren't listening, were you? 1944. Today is day 17 of a proposed 20-day session. It is the last day, unless we change our minds, for Committee of the Whole on bills in the second house. Tomorrow is the last day for second reading on bills in the second house. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 6, 2018 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Bouchard, Chairman.
Any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. We have a special guest and actually guests with us this morning, members of the Wyoming Senate. And we are joined by Director General from the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Seattle. Director General Vincent C.H. Yao has traveled here today to promote and strengthen the economic, cultural, and educational ties between the United States and Taiwan. Please help me in welcoming the Director General to the floor, and you may have the floor if you will, please. Let's welcome him.
Thank you. Thank you. Honorable Senate President Bebout, the honorable members of Wyoming State Senate, ladies and gentlemen, it is a tremendous honor for me to be here to make some remarks to this very distinguished Senate. And, you know, I know I have only a few minutes, so I'll be very brief, but I will start with the trade relationship between Taiwan and Wyoming. You know, Taiwan is the United States' 10th largest trading partner. It's only after Canada, Mexico, China, Japan, Korea, UK, Germany, France, and India. And that's Taiwan. It's 10th largest. And with two-way trade volumes reached nearly $85 billion in 2016. But my office covers the U.S. Northwest plus Alaska. And Taiwan has been among the top 10 trading partners with most of these states, except the state of Wyoming. Now Taiwan is the 8th largest source of import and the 16th largest export market for Wyoming. And in this trade relationship, Taiwan actually buys more from Wyoming. The Wyoming export to Taiwan is 5 times larger than Taiwan's export to Wyoming. And, so you wonder, what does Taiwan buy from Wyoming? Let me tell you, it's not only agricultural product and coal. As a matter of fact, Wyoming's major export to Taiwan are chemicals and optical and medical precision machineries, nuclear reactor related products, metal and steel products. And Taiwan has about $35 million investment in Wyoming. But to me, this is not enough. No. There's absolutely room for us to work together to do more. The governor, Meade, and President Bebout, together with several senior key state government officials, visit Taiwan in October. And Speaker Hoshman, together with several state legislature leaders, visit Taiwan in June. These trips are very important to our future relationship. They actually lay the groundwork for exploring more business opportunities for our future collaboration. So I very much welcome the possibility of a Wyoming trade representative in Asia. You know, especially if it's in Taiwan, it's even better. Because such a representative not only can promote the trade ties between Taiwan and Wyoming, but also it can serve as a very important role in expanding Wyoming's business in the Asia Pacific, especially in China and ASEAN countries, because Taiwan has been considered as a springboard for expanding business in China and in Southeast Asia. So I think it's very important to have such a representative in Asia Pacific region. And my country is actually pushing forth five major innovative industries. That's biomedicine, smart machinery, Internet of Things, and our indigenous defense industry, and smart machinery. So we are also working on establishing a high value added in the agriculture industry and circular economy. So I believe there's much that we can work together in the future, especially in the areas of renewable energy, clean coal technology, smart machinery, and agriculture. Wyoming's agricultural products, such as barley and beef, are very competitive in the Asian market, I believe so. So, this is my fervent hope that this distinguished state senate can pass a bill to support the budget for a trade representative to Taiwan. And it is also remarkable to mention that in 2014, while the province of Taiwan and state of Wyoming celebrated their 30th anniversary of the sister city, sister state and province relationship, the government signed a joint resolution adopted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of Wyoming, in which Wyoming reiterates its everlasting friendship with Taiwan and its staunch support for Taiwan's international participation. So it's my sincere hope that, you know, the Senate and the House can once again pass a similar joint resolution in support of a stronger bond between Taiwan and Wyoming, so that we can grow together and prosper together and benefit from this partnership together. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Would the leadership of both parties please come up? We're going to take a picture. And thank you so much for being here, and we really appreciate it and looking forward to a long-lasting relationship. I have a special gift for you as well.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. This is special. This is the Wyoming Senate President. And I signed it. Yes.
That right at the top. Come on, let's get together and get a picture here of everybody. Where do you want us to? Right here? How do you want to do this? Like this?
Why aren't you joining us?
Got it? By the way, we have passed that bill out of the Senate, like we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
And the House has had it on third reading consent list today, so we can work in with the governor. And we'll see you for lunch.
Yeah.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Senator Moniz.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor.
Yes, sir, you may.
Thank you. Fellow senators and back in the fishbowl back here, I would like to introduce to you the Snowy Range FFA Ag Issues Team. A little bit about the Ag Issues Team. What they do every year is they pick an issue that they feel important to agriculture, and then they study the issues, and then they do a pro and con a presentation. And Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, today at 12:30, they will be doing that presentation on multi-jurisdiction issues in L-54. So with that, Mr. President, I'll introduce them as Ainsley Marshall, Tanner Rogers, Kirby Hales, who happens to be my grandson,
ooh,
Sally Schroeder, Sage Ward, Hannah Powers, and their student teacher, Hannah Nordby. If you'd give them a hand, please.
Welcome to the Senate, and you get to watch your grandpa perform today. What you ought to do, if you're around during the break, Senator Moniz, is get him in here and get a picture up in the chair with you and him. And just to do that, that would be, might be a good idea if you wanted to do that. Okay. Standing committee reports.
March 6, 2018. Mr. President, your committee number 5, to whom was referred House Bill 168 engrossed, Stand Your Ground 2, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Barnard, Hicks, Meyer, and Moniz. No, Senator Emmerich. Senator Hicks, Chairman. March 6, 2018, Senate Confirmation Report. Mr. President, your Committee Number 10, Labor, which conducted the hearing on the issue of the confirmation of the Wyoming Senate of Thomas Forsland to the position of Director of the Department of Family Services, to which he was nominated by the government. Governor respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that he be confirmed. Ayes, Senators Baldwin, Boner, and Peterson. Noes, Senators Bouchard and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman.
Okay, we're at that order of business, confirmation of appointments. Y'all have the list on your desk, Senators? We're going to find the list up here. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a motion? Just a second. Senator Wasserberger, do you wish to be recognized? Senator Christensen, any of you all just stand? Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Do you have a motion?
Sure. Mr. Mr. President, Mr. President, you have before you, I think there is... We have distributed, I think you have on your desk, we have a list of Senate confirmation board, appointments to Senate, for Senate confirmation to various boards of the by the governor. And at this time, I would move that list as a consent list.
Well, Mr. Majority Floor, we need to resolve ourselves in open executive session first, I believe.
I don't see my script here today, Mr. President.
Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. President, I could move that we resolve ourselves into open executive session.
You could, and you just did.
There we go.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We have now resolved ourselves into executive session. Okay, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, you have the script. You also have mine, so.
Where? Where do I have that?
I always got to help me.
Where did you put it?
Yeah. It's coming.
Oh, it's getting copied so we can share. Okay.
Does anybody want to pretty the floor? Be a good time.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got, thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move the adoption of the consent list, which consists of all the appointments as, have we read that in? Okay, Mr. Point, what I think we need to do then, Mr. President, is I think we need to.
Will the reading clerk please read the list in?
Agriculture and Natural Resource Mediation Board, Gil McKendry, L. Stephen Smutko, Barbara Haig. Board of Agriculture Youth, Jared Boardman, Cameron Smith. Arts Council, Simon Marshall, Janelle Fletcher Kilmer, Stephen Schrepferman, Holly Turner, Marianne Bernstein Vinich. Board of Barber Examiners, Glenn Chavez, Richard Grauberger. Wyoming Community Development Authority, Susan Anderson, George Parks, Tony Ross. Board of Education, Forrest Smith. Environmental Quality Council, John Cora, Stephen Lentz, Industrial Siting Council, Robert Spence, Judicial Conduct and Ethics, Sandra Newsom, Kent Reed Noble, Board of Medicine, Thor Martin Seidman Hallingby, Mental Health Professions Licensing Board, Kelly Heenan, Rick Robinson, State Mining Council, Wendy Straub, Russell Wilkerson, Wyoming Pipeline Authority, Dave Canini, Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Ken Hendricks, Board of Outfitters and Professional Guides, Terry Mackey, James Shell, Caitlin Youngquist, Paramutual Commission, Bob Davis, Troy Broussard, Randy Linen, Parks and Cultural Resources Commission, Wayne Deal, Kathy Lentz, Parole Board, Dave Gray, R. Scott Galky, Lori Millen, Board of Pharmacy, Timothy Seeley, Board of Psychology, Victor Ashier, Ph.D., Amanda Turlington, Doctor of Psychiatry, William Whipple, Real Estate Commission, Irma Kern, Tom Bradley, Karen Valentine Pond, Transportation Commission, Jim Espy, University of Wyoming Board of Trustees, Macy Moore, Water Development Commission, Clinton Glick, Cultural Trust Fund Board, Rebecca Bextel, Wyoming Business Council Board of Directors, Kim DeVore, Ron Harvey, Alan Hoops, Aaron Moore, Jason Kinsler, School Facilities Commission, Tom Ferens, Matt Garland, Tourism Board, Mandy Moore Phillips, Darren Rudloff, Michael Keller, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission, Kenneth Hendricks, Ronald Bow, Robert King, Infrastructure Authority, Donald Collins, Jr., UW Energy Resources Council, Rob Wallace, Endow, Ray Fleming Deneen, Karen Hostetler, Cindy Johnson, Cy Lee, Stephen Molt, Brett Pizzato, Jared Stack, Mark A. Christensen, Isaac Ike Eastman, Barbara Hoft, Matthew D. Kaufman, Jesus Rios, Barbara A. Sessions, John D. Tempty, Bob Viola, Investment Funds Committee, Max C. Tom Chapman, Kenneth G. Lay, Donald C. Paterney. Board of Equalization, Dave Delacath, Department of Family Services, Thomas Forsland, State Geologist, Aaron Campbell, Department of Audit, Jeffrey C. Vogel, Tribal Liaison, Cy Lee.
Mr. President?
Just a second. Do you have a correction, Mr. Reed?
Yes, correction under Real Estate Commission, Tim Bradley.
Okay, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move adoption of the consent list, which consists of all the appointments as read in.
Does any member wish to have anyone removed from the list? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, if we could remove Tom Forsland, Director of Department of Family Services, from the consent list.
Okay, that name has been removed. Anybody else wish to remove any other names? Anybody else? Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll on the consent list?
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercutt?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Plater?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed on the consent list, 30 aye.
By your vote, the appointments on the consent list have been approved. Senator Scott?
Mr. President, I asked to have Mr. Forsland nominated for Department of Family Services be removed from the consent list. Let me report to you, the committee did hold a hearing, and Director Forslin described to us how he managed the health department. I intend to manage the family service essentially as another division of the Department of Health. Frankly, the management system he's got is, I think, as good as you're going to find, and we complimented him on it, where he has five directors reporting to him. He tries to manage, see if they're achieving what they're set out to do. There's no fault there, Mr. President. I have, however, several concerns that lead me to recommend a no vote, and I intend to vote no. First, the scope of what the department would cover and the breadth of the issues is simply too big for any one man or any one person to get their hands around and do a good job on all of them. And the Family Services Department has, I think, one of the toughest management jobs in state government in the child welfare area, Mr. President, because the frontline people there have to have very good judgment on how to handle those cases, and the good people see so much very real human tragedy that they burn out and have to be continuously replaced, just the nature of the subject matter they're dealing with, Mr. President, and it needs more high-level attention than a health department director over two departments is going to be able to give it. Second, there's very different cultures, Mr. President, between the health department and the family services department. The family services department, in its welfare area in particular, has concentrated on getting the people that come onto its welfare rolls back into the job market and off the welfare rolls and back to a self-sustaining position, and has been very successful at it. So that's been their culture, Mr. President. The health department has exactly the opposite culture. They're trying to expand the roles on their government programs, expand the size of the department, expand the numbers of people, and draw down more federal dollars. And I'm afraid the health department culture will seep over and do real damage to the family services, which has been very successful in that effort. So for those reasons, Mr. President, I think we would be better off saying no, and I think the result of that would be the governor would be almost forced into making one of the more senior family service career people the interim director, and I think that would work better because it would mean the head of the department could give more attention and could preserve the very successful culture that Family Services has.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. on and in favor of Director Forslin in this position. Mr. President, along with my good friend from Natrona County, I don't think there's any question that Director Forslin is an apt and capable manager. In fact, one of the things that we found when we undertook the efficiency study through the summer is departments that the efficiency consultants undertook a review of was the Department of Health. And then they did that, they came back with a recommendation or with an observation that much of the rest of the United States ought to be coming and to Wyoming to look and see what they're doing at the Department of Health with the way that they analyze and use their statistics to manage their programs. My experience in the last number of years is Director Forslin has been one of the better, if not among the best of all the directors of all the departments. As we come down we look at the governor and the as his wind down, we're really only about would that be? We're about 10 months away from having a new governor who will have a new cabinet. And we look at that, I think that what you'll find is, my guess is that there will be there will be senior staffers who, in fact, will act in their existing staffers in the department that will act as the senior advisors, the senior executives of that department. But at the other side of that coin is the governor. This is someone who the governor trusts, and he has the governor trusts him to do this job. It's a big job, and they think that they can do it. And I think at this point in time, if this were looking at and trying to do this over the next 4 years, I think it would be worthy of a lot more discussion. But given the fact that we're 10 months away from having that, that going through the selection process and elevating the interview process to get that someone else done, you could be easily another 2 to 3 months before you have that in place, and then you're down to where you have maybe 6 months of someone to serve in that capacity before you have a new governor who comes in and has the ability to ask people to stay or to appoint new ones. And at this point in time, I just would express my support and encourage the body to vote in favor of this confirmation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any further discussion? Senator Office.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on and for confirmation of Director Tom Forslund, I've had nothing but positive interactions with Director Forslund in his capacity at the Department of Health. I've found him to be professional. I've found him to be responsive. I've found him to be fair. He makes tough choices. He's made many tough choices over the years. We've forced him to cut probably more than anyone else in terms of programs that really end up with impacts to the public, and he's made those hard choices. At the same time, he's tried to do them in ways that minimize the impact. I've sought out data and information from his departments, typically through him. And in every instance, he's been responsive. He's provided me with excellent results that again, were balanced and impartial. And in my experience over the years that I've been in the legislature, I find the way that he has served in his capacity to be second to none in terms of representing the executive branch in a fair way, and of really representing impartially of what the executive branch is bringing. So it's all that I see we should be asking of a department director, and I'm confident that if Director Forslund is confirmed, that he will continue to serve in that capacity for the Department of Family Services as well.
Any further discussion? Senator Landon.
Mr. President, thank you. I don't want to belabor, repeat what the two senators said very eloquently, but I do want to help the senators understand that we did vet this pretty carefully in the Appropriations Committee process over the months of December and January, spoke at some length, and even several of us went out in the hall for long visits with the director, and we felt like this was certainly the way to go as we look at a change in the governor's office coming forward, and especially after a conversation with Director Forslund, I am convinced that this could be a pretty seamless transition and that it's the best option for our state. Can't say enough about my working relationship as well with Director Forslund. So on and for the appointment. Thank you.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think this is an opportunity to consolidate and tighten government up, and from that standpoint I approve it, but also from the standpoint of working with the director both back in my days on Committee 10, but also as we work through health facilities, the difficult task of working on Fremont County and projects in Fremont County and Uinta County. Very impressed with the director, how he handled it. I have no doubt that he could handle a combined agency.
Dave, Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also probably echoing some of what the good majority floor leader says, and the fact that working with Director Forslund on the different committees and multiple legislation and issues that have come up over the years, and then knowing that his staff, and he has some very uniquely qualified individuals. He has the deputy director that has a vast experience in the and Family Services, and I think that not only he, but with his very qualified staff, will make this a very good endeavor for Wyoming. On and forward, the director.
Okay, anybody else? There being none, Chief Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Agar.
You vote aye, you vote to confirm the Department of Family Service Director, Tom Forslund.
Agar.
No.
No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Excused.
Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platen? Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Meyer. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Excuse to aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 23 aye, 7 no.
By your vote, the appointment of Mr. Tom Forslund as Director of the Department of Family Services has been approved. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a motion?
Actually, I think yes, I do have a motion. Thank you. I was already ahead of this. Mr. President, I move the Senate dissolve itself from open executive session.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has passed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, you're up again. Did you want to have a...
Mr. President, I thought we were going to do the one concurrence before we...
Oh, okay. I don't have them up here, but we'll get them up here directly. Thank you. Okay, Senator Scott, you ready on your concurrence for message number 238?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, reading clerk, please read that message in.
Message number 238, referencing Senate File 41, Organ Donation Promotion Task Force.
Mr. Scott.
Mr. President, I move we do concur with House changes to Senate File 41 as shown in message number 238. Mr. President, what the House did, this is the Organ Donation Promotion Task Force bill. What they did was they changed the membership of the task force slightly. They took one of the open positions the governor could appoint anybody to and replaced it with essentially a clergyman. You can see the specific language they use. Mr. President, I think this is a good change. Those people will bring a new perspective to this task force if you get the right member of the clergy. They probably spent a good deal of time counseling families at both on the receiving end of one of these transplants and on the giving end where a family member is as a potential donor and has died. I think that they'll bring a good deal of wisdom to the task force, Mr. President. So I urge that the Senate vote aye on the concurrence.
Further discussion. The motion is that the Senate do concur to message number 238 to Senate File 41. You've been asked to vote aye. If you vote aye, you do concur. Please, Chief Kerr, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich? Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladen.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur to message number 238 to Senafal 41 Organ Donation Promotion Task Force. Senator Case, are you ready on yours? Okay, reading clerk, please read that one in.
Message number 233, referencing Senate File 10, Utilities Rate Making.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I would move message number 233 with reference to Senate File 10, Utility Rate Making, and ask the Senate to vote aye. It's a very simple change, and it keeps the spirit of the work we did over here. There was an amendment offered on our floor by the tall senator from Natrona County that inserted marginal next to the transmission costs. And, Mr. President, what our friends down the hall did was to change marginal to incremental. It's the same concept. It fits a little bit better with the commission's rules and regulations in this area. And the Public Service Commission and other folks testified in favor of that change. And I think it's adequately and superbly actually preserves the spirit of the work we did in the Senate. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Further discussion? Okay, the motion is to concur to message number 233 to Senate File 10, Utilities Rate Making. If you vote aye, you vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladen?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
By your vote, you have voted to concur to message number 233 to Senate File 10 being utilities rate making. Do you have any more? Okay, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will caucus in room. Senate Republican caucus will. The Senate Republicans will caucus in room S-19 in about 5 minutes. And my guess is it will be about 30 to 40 minutes of caucus.
Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Thank you, Mr. President. The minority party will caucus in our office. Thank you.
Okay, the Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.